So that's it. Okay, that's so it. We have our guest in the station this morning, Jenna from the Champaign Center Partnership. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You might want to get a little cozier with your mic there. So I can control your volume, but you have to control your location.
Are we doing well?
That's perfect.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about yourself first. How did you arrive at this position working for the Champaign Center Partnership?
I am a townie, so I'm from here, and went away for school and then came back, and I was about to have I just had my daughter, and I was 4 months postpartum, and I was looking for a part-time job doing events, and they were looking for an events coordinator, and I took the job, and then I worked under my predecessor, Alexander Hazel, for 3.5 years, and then he stepped away. And here I am.
Yeah, they said, what would be more perfect than having Jenna take over? So, and you've got some big stuff coming up. So maybe give people a sense of what the Champaign Center Partnership does first, and then we'll talk a little bit about the wine walk.
Absolutely. So we are a 501c6 nonprofit that supports our local businesses through events, promotions. We give educational resources and networking. So we're really here just for the local people.
And it's several different areas of the city that you focus on.
Yes.
Right? So it's downtown Champaign.
Downtown, midtown, and campus town.
Yeah.
Those are our center city, if that's what we call it.
Okay. So what's your big event coming up tomorrow?
We have the 5th annual Downtown Wine Walk. It is tomorrow, which is Saturday, May 31st. Starts at 12 and ends at 5.
So what would people expect to experience when coming to the Wine Walk tomorrow?
Walkers. They will go through 12 locations of their mainly retail locations, and they will sample wines, all curated from Alto Vineyards. Mm-hmm. So we try to keep it hyper local this year.
Okay. From Alto Vineyards.
There's two from Big Grove Tavern.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So they're a wine place. So.
Okay. Sure. So people are given a map. Is that right? And these local businesses, how many businesses are there?
12.
12 of them. And you just walk around a couple of blocks to the next one and sample a different type of wine and repeat.
Yes. Yep.
Nice.
Yep. Sip, shop, and repeat.
That's right.
Yikes. I can't even imagine. 12 locations, you drink wine at every one of them.
Yes. Some have two. Wines too. Okay. So get ready.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, so if you maybe want to talk a little bit about what the locations are, so people can get a sense
absolutely.
Of that.
Absolutely. So we'll be here at Weft, which is on Market Street.
We know one of them, don't
which
we?
Is the best location.
I've heard, yeah. We'll be at Weft. We'll be next door at Live Action Games. We'll be at Suzu's Bakery, 10,000 Villages, both on Walnut, Jane Addams on Neal, Springer Center, which is a park district, a location. It is on Randolph. Then we'll go all the way up to North Neal for 520 North Neal in Plant Mode. Mother Ghost, which is on Washington.
Now that's a new place, isn't it?
It is.
And what is that?
Mother Ghost, she is a sustainable clothing creator. She creates all her clothes in-house.
Wow.
Gorgeous. Yeah. It's very cool, very sustainable. Paca Next Door will also be involved, which they're a fun place, Treasures. Mm-hmm. And Martinelli's.
Yes.
Yeah. Martinelli's is a new one too, right? Did they participate last year?
No, they did not. They are also new. They are on Walnut, sort of North Walnut.
Yeah.
Mm.
So when you come, first of all, it's best to buy your ticket in advance, right?
It is. It is going to get a little bit more expensive tomorrow. So buy your tickets now. Once you have your ticket, you will go to Cowboy Monkey, which is at 6 Taylor Street, and you will check in there. We are also having a pop-up there from Apricot Lanes, so if the line gets too long and you get bored while you're standing there, you can go shopping. There will also be a pop-up from Alto Vineyard if you like any of the wines that you get. you can come back to Cowboy and purchase them there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will go off on your way. It is a free form walk, so you don't have to go in order. We actually tell you not to go in order so that it doesn't get so cramped. Furniture Lounge is one of our locations, too.
Yes. That's a fun place to go.
It is. Very eclectic.
I always feel so horrible because I love them, and yeah. I always forget about them. But yes, you will go on a free form walk and walk around and sip 1 ounce of wine or two different wines if there's two at the location.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 5, you are done. There is an after party also at Hound's Rest, Hound's Court, and Dandy Hound.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jason Mack, the Mack Glass guy who does the beautiful glass blowing, he'll be there from 3 to 6. They will have Berries and Flower, which will be doing individual popcorns that go along with the wine that you're drinking with it. It's very cool. And I was like, way to show me up with finding someone like that, because that's really cool. And then Hound's Rest will also be having certain deals on some of their beverages.
Uh-huh. Hmm. Well, that's kind of fun. And so it adds a little bit of interest and, you know, maybe ideas for other people to do the following year. So
absolutely, yeah.
As things, you know, get on, it's only the fifth one.
Yep.
So as you go from one to the next, people go, oh, well, this was great. Maybe we'll try that instead.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I always, since I've been the executive director, I try to recreate things to kind of go with the times, adapt to what, you know, the community needs and what they're interested in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So anything else that you've been talking about doing in the, with the partnership?
You know, one thing, where should people go if they're going to buy tickets at the lower price today? Where do they go to do that? How do they get tickets?
You're going to go to our website, which is champagnecenter.com. There's an events ticket, or I think there's actually all over our front page, or any of our socials, Facebook, Instagram. We have links everywhere for it. Okay. So, yeah, get them today before the price goes up.
Mm-hmm. And tomorrow, if the price goes up tomorrow, which probably it will, you have a limited number of people that can attend, right?
Yes, we are capping at, we added another 100 tickets from last year, but we are running close to selling out, so.
You know, and last year, there was a waiting list.
There was.
So, if you want to go to this, you know, it's advisable to get your tickets today while they're available.
Absolutely.
You don't want to be on a waiting list.
No, you don't want that FOMO. No.
Okay. Well, is there anything else that we need to fill the people in on? Or is this...
we will be doing a culinary contest in July, probably, out of Punch Bar and Lounge. Mm-hmm. We are kickoff, and it'll be different downtown businesses. We did it 2 years ago last year for Street Fest. It was the downtown throwdown. And so we'll pick a theme, and all the restaurants will kind of go head to head on that theme and the people will vote on it. And yeah, uh-huh. We'll have a winner. So that will be in middle of July.
Yeah. One thing I really appreciate that the partnership does is it really, I think, brings the business owners together, the business, you know, the managers and so forth. So everyone gets to know each other and be a part of that community. And I think that's really a great advantage for having the partnership active here. So come tomorrow. Meet Jenna.
Come see
me.
And good weather is predicted
good
for
tomorrow. It's supposed to be beautiful. Yes. I'm trusting my, my weather. So come on, guys.
And the website again is?
ChampagneCenter.com.
All right. Thank you for joining us, Jenna. And your last name is Manolakis?
Manolakis.
Manolakis. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. And thank you for all the work that you're doing on this.
Yes.